This is New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians.
Write our dreams down, future road.
Hello there, Vaughan Bennison once again with this week's edition of New Horizons. Today we're speaking to somebody who's no stranger to BCA and indeed no stranger to this program, John Simpson. Hello.
G'day, Vaughan. Good to be back on New Horizons.
Now, John, you are the Vice President of Blind Citizens Australia. A couple of weeks ago, you had a board meeting. Do you want to tell us a bit about some of the things that that happened?
Sure, Vaughan. The BCA board, of course, doesn't get many opportunities to meet face-to-face because we're drawn from most states of Australia. So when we do, we make the most of it. And we had a three-day gathering in Melbourne at the end of November, which really allowed us to do, I guess, four things beyond the sort of normal reports and so forth that you deal with at a board meeting. We took the opportunity to include pretty much a full day's training and induction activities for the directors, firstly about how boards operate and secondly around how BCA relates to a whole lot of different organisations and in relation to things like the NDIS and so forth. The second area was that we looked at how the board is going to function over the next 12 months. And, of course, that included confirmation of appointments to various portfolios and the people who represent us externally. On Sunday afternoon, we had a pretty good forum, which you were part of, around our communication strategies in relation to areas such as this program, Blind Citizens News and the other media outlets that we use to talk with our members. And we also had some special guests over the weekend. We take the opportunity to meet with people from the blindness sector when we can. And so all in all, a pretty full weekend.
It sounds like it was. I'd like to start by focusing a bit on the governance training, because I think that's really important for any board. Can you sort of go into some detail about how all that went and what they covered?
The organisation, Our Community, of which BCA is a member, provides programs to assist boards in this area, and they have a seminar that they call Secrets to Successful Boards. And this was, there was about 5 hours of content in it. And it looked at everything from, you know, the legal responsibilities of board members, of directors, through to issues around strategic planning, to how the board might deal with contractual arrangements, and a whole range of things like that. Now, of course, none of that was in depth, but it was a good pointer to the directors. I guess the important thing was that there are a whole lot of resources that came out of that that people will be able to go back and refer to. The second element was that Bill Jolly spent some time with the board going through an exercise on assisting people to interpret financial reports. One of the things that we're very strong on with the new board is to ensure that all of the directors understand, not necessarily at the level of being accountants, but understand the finances of the organisation and can read and interpret the financial reports that we get from through our CEO, through Leah. So Bill spent around an hour and a half with us actually taking through people through an exercise in what the various documents mean, what their relevance is to the organisation and so forth. The other side of it was that we spent time on Saturday afternoon actually getting an understanding of the various organisations that we work closely with. Now, I don't mean the individual blindness agencies, but the other peak bodies in the field, the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, the Australian Blindness Forum, the World Blind Union, for example, all of those organisations that we interrelate with. And particularly for the newer board members, that was particularly helpful.
I'd like to move on now to the special guests that you had. Did you have anything in particular that you discussed with them that is important to let the listener know about?
Well, let's start with Vision Australia, because, of course, we have a very close relationship with Vision Australia and a memorandum of understanding between the two organisations that provides for funding support for BCA. The discussions that we had were, I guess, at two levels. Firstly, to meet and hear a little bit from the new chairman, Andrew Moffat, in relation to how he sees the future for Vision Australia and its working relationship with BCA. So that was very much about getting to know you. But we also touched on some of the operational issues that we work with Vision Australia on. The memorandum of understanding very much is centred on us cooperating where we can on things like systemic advocacy. So it was good to spend some time with Ron and talk about some of those issues and talk about ways in which we could further develop the relationship with Vision Australia and potentially with other blindness agencies.
And, of course, there was that very memorable quote which came from the first day of the October convention where Ron Hooton called on all of the blindness organisations across Australia to fund BCA at the equivalent level to what Vision Australia does.
Yes, and while we didn't spend a lot of time talking directly to Ron on that, certainly within the business part of the weekend, we discussed our funding and fundraising strategies and ways in which we can work to meet that challenge, because that's what we see it as. It's a strategy that we fully support, and of course the work needs to go into how we progress that.
And Vision 2020, I don't know that we know an awful lot about Vision 2020, or maybe it's just my ignorance, but tell us a bit about them and what they had to talk to you about.
So Vision 2020 is an international collaboration between all of those organisations and the professional groups that have an involvement in what we might call the vision field. So everything from ophthalmologists to optometrists through to the blindness service organisations, consumer organisations and so forth. Within Australia, they work in a number of areas. They do a lot of work around Aboriginal eye health. They do work around prevention of blindness, and particularly around lobbying government on the whole need for preventative eye medicine, and the argument, of course, being that that's far more cost effective than waiting to treat eye conditions. And they also work in the area of providing a coordination point around what they call independence and participation, which is sort of part of the spectrum where we fit in. So this is around the services that are available to people who are blind or have low vision, and it's a forum that provides an opportunity through Vision 2020 to add to our lobbying and advocacy efforts in terms of government policy around things like the NDIS, services for older blind people, and all those sorts of things. And Blind Citizens Australia sits on that Independence and Participation Committee. So while Brandon gave us a more general update, we were looking particularly at the work of that committee.
The area, John, that is of particular interest to me as a radio person is the communications area. And as you said, I was part of that forum, and the thing that I found most interesting about it was the way that all of the various outlets for BCA's communication all interrelate and yet have very different focuses.
Yeah, so Blind Citizens Australia relates to its members in various ways, and as you say, through various communications channels. Of course, this radio program is a very important part of that mix, and is probably the most immediate outlet that we have, because it's a weekly presentation available through a number of outlets, including the Radio for the Print Handicap Network stations, and of course through the internet. And we wanted to make sure that it was functioning in the most appropriate way to meet our current needs. And the board was delighted, Vaughan, that you accepted our request that you take over national presentation of the program, but also we put together a group of people as a reference group. So that really means that the program has the ability to keep pace with not only what's happening within BCA, but within the blindness sector. And that, of course, is what we see as important for a weekly radio program. Our other major outlet is Blind Citizens News, and Christine Simpson is taking over the editorial role for that publication. And we met and talked at the meeting about the need to broaden the sort of articles so that Blind Citizens News reverts to what it was, and that is a general blindness issues magazine for people who are blind or vision impaired. We see that it has an audience that's much wider than the membership of BCA. We're hoping to get back to 4 issues a year as soon as possible, but that'll take a little bit of planning. And then, of course, Soundabout sits alongside that, and that is an audio magazine, again, with interviews and so on and so forth, that provides an opportunity for particularly people who are reliant on the spoken word rather than alternative formats like Braille and large print to keep up to date with, again, not only what's happening in the blindness sector, but what's happening within BCA and our various branches and so on and so forth. And then, of course, the other areas are the more instantaneous ones of what we put up on our website, our involvement, which is growing rapidly in the areas of social media and so forth.
And the final area that you focused on at the meeting was portfolios and executive positions, is that right?
Yes, well, one of the things that we were determined to do with this year's board was to spread the workload as evenly as possible across all the directors and make the most of their various talents. So everyone on the board has at least one portfolio responsibility. Some of us have more. But we believe that that will allow the board to work better between its formal meetings so that people can come back with work done in the various areas, whether they be around the policy work of the organisation and through the National Policy and Development Council, whether it be in the area of organisational development, which is my area, or it be in the finance and administration area, which Dan Stubbs is heading up. All of those areas are now allocated as portfolios with people in what we might call sub-portfolios under those leaders. And the expectation is that that will allow us to get through a great deal more work than we have done in the last year or so. Notwithstanding, of course, that this last year was a little bit of an exception because with the absence of an executive officer for so much of the year, despite the terrific work that the remaining staff did and people like Tony Yetzi, there was certainly more of an operational emphasis on the board's work that we want to move back away from now that we've got Leah in position as our CEO. Just before I go, Vaughan, the one thing I want to add around the portfolios is that they're all now detailed on the BCA website, or contact details are available through the office, and certainly we encourage our members to make contact with the various board members in relation to general matters or in relation to the actual portfolio work to make their contributions. And of course, the office is always open, always available for input from members right across the country.
Well, John, it's been great to talk to you. And no doubt we'll be talking again many times over the next year or so.
Thanks, Vaughan, for this opportunity. And also, as I said before, for taking up the role as national presenter for New Horizons. New Horizons has been very important to the organisation and its members over the years. And I look forward to working with you in that capacity, as well as more generally on BCA Matters.
And that was my guest on this week's program, John Simpson. To contact Blind Citizens Australia about this program or any other issue, call 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. Or email bca@bca.org.au. This program is also available on the website at bca.org.au.